Well, thank you all for making the sacrifice to be here at Holy Mass this morning to worship, adore, and love the newborn baby Jesus. In a special way, it's special to me as a baby priest to celebrate with you the birth of baby Jesus. This is my first time to do this in a parish, so it's good to be with you. Secondly, something will be a little bit different in today's Mass. During the Creed, at the words, "and he was made flesh," we will kneel when we normally bow and spend a couple moments in silence to contemplate the beautiful mystery of God become one of us. And lastly, for the kiddos, there's something after Mass if they want to take it home, a little ornament to remind them that Jesus was born for us, to die for us. Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Much has happened since we went to bed last night. Some of us slept a little bit, others maybe more than others. But at midnight, in the silence of the cold night in Bethlehem, for the first time, God's cry was heard in the person of baby Jesus. The heavens, the veil between earth and heaven was torn in between two, and the voice of the angels was heard singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men of goodwill." The shepherds were overcome with joy and the light that shined in the darkness. And they went in haste to the manger to see what has happened, the great miracle that lay in the feeding trough of the cattle. And just as the light that we see in the sky of stars wasn't made today, but thousands of years ago, today, when we celebrate the feast of Christmas, we relish, we cherish the beauty of the light of Jesus born 2019 years ago for us. Just as the light of the stars is old and ever new, the light of Jesus' birth for us is ever old and ever new. And we come today to see God made visible, God taken on his flesh, when our relationship with him is changed forever. No longer do we have to guess, do we have to grasp in the darkness, but we can see God's love for us in the baby Jesus. We can hear him cry out of love for us. We can come to adore him. And most importantly, through everything that he's done, through his 33 short years of his life on the face of the earth, we can come to Holy Mass and we can receive the bread of life in Holy Communion. We can go to the sacrament of confession and hear Jesus absolve us of our sins. The radicality of love made visible is that we can encounter him in tangible ways. So today, this beautiful feast of Christmas, that which has been promised for thousands of years has become a reality. The promise has become a presence. Love has become visible. And God wants nothing more than for us to come to him like the shepherds did, in the silence, to adore him, to love him, to give our hearts to him. Maybe before you leave today, stop by the manger and see baby Jesus. He reaches out his hands for you and me to embrace us, to love us. He says to us, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, because I am meek and humble of heart. There's no more beautiful mystery than God become one of us, a little baby. In 33 short years, he trades in the wood of the manger for the wood of the cross to show us that God's love for us knows no limits, even to the point of laying down his life for us on the wood of the cross. Jesus, whose dad was a carpenter, knew the trade well, and he worked out his masterpiece, the wood of the cross, beautiful mystery of our redemption, so that we could once again be friends of God, that we can be children of God, and that we can share an eternal life in heaven for all eternity. So today at this Holy Mass, we contemplate Jesus, we love Jesus, and we simply say, thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for becoming one of us, so we can become what you are, God. I wish you all and your families, on behalf of Father Dave, Deacon Ron, the most beautiful Christmas. Thank the choir and the ushers for all their great works, so that we can adore our Lord today at Holy Mass, and pray for God's blessings on you and your families. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.